In fact, you have the floor. I thank you, Mr. Chairperson, Mr. High Commissioner, distinguished guests, distinguished assembly. Ladies and gentlemen, the Central African Republic adds its voice to what was said by the representative of the African group, namely Algeria. I'm truly delighted to be able to speak from this podium on behalf of the Central African Republic under the leadership of Mr. Firmin Ngrebada, under the wise leadership of the President of the Republic, the Head of State, Faustin Archange Touadéra. As I was saying, I'm delighted to take the floor at this 71st session of ExCom to talk to you as in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, the Central African Republic has always granted particular attention to refugee protection, and asylum seekers by domesticating the contents of the 1951 Geneva Convention and the provisions of the 1969 African Union Conventions. They have both been transposed into domestic law. Since 1983, my country has been hosting a significant number of refugees from neighboring countries and other countries, all of whom have come to seek international protection, notwithstanding the various crises that continue to hound us and which have significantly depleted our resources. We in Central Africa, our determination to host people from abroad has not weakened. The territory continues to register arrivals from new asylum seekers and new refugees. To give you an illustration, we welcomed on our soil in May 3,078 refugees from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. A decision from the Ministry of the Interior and Public Security granted them the refugee status on a prima facie basis. The humanitarian assessment reports and the biometric recording reports that we carried out on in situ showed us that this population needed water and healthcare and food. Aware of the problems we needed to solve, the government set up in 2017 an inter-ministerial committee to come up with lasting solutions, as a result of which we have been able to naturalize, inter alia, 42 households of Rwandan refugees whose status was expiring. Since the president became president in February 2016, the president has put at the heart of his daily concerns the recovery and the consolidation of peace in the country, which is an uncircumventable condition to bring back stability and development in the country, so that Central African refugees could return home. Thus, since 2016, and with the support of the HCR in Bangui, the capital of CAR, we have been able to repatriate over 17,000 Central African refugees. And this repatriation program is still underway. Another component of this program has to do with the reintegration of repatriated persons. Thus, in last month, in Mumbai, in the prefecture of Lobuya, the President of the Republic was present when we inaugurated social infrastructures built by the UNHCR. In the context of us trying to combat statelessness, the government, still with the constant support of HCR, has organized a circuit court hearings to provide ID papers to people. We have sought to bring security back to the country to protect people and property, thanks to what the President has done. And this on the basis of the February 2019 Peace and Reconciliation Agreements. At this regard, we've had mass returns. The aim is for us to bring security back to the whole of the territory in the run-up to the 27th of December 2020 elections. We have a national program for reintegration. We seek to bring independence for refugees and IDPs. The CAR is a member of the UN. We've been a party to the 1951 Geneva Convention on the Status of Refugees since the 4th of September 1962. We've also been a party to its additional protocol dated 1967. We're also party to the African Union 1969 Convention dealing with issues pertaining to refugees in Africa. This attests to our commitment to truly grapple with the issue of refugees. The Central African Republic thus wishes to really play a fully fledged role in what the UNHCR does, and thus we need your support to achieve that, Mr. High Commissioner. Ladies and gentlemen, it would be remiss of me to conclude without thanking the UNHCR for its technical financial support, which has been constant, thanks to which the government has been able to effectively meet its commitments stemming from the Global Compact on Refugees. I thank you very much for your attention.